Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here on RBN. I'm hoping you had a great summer weekend and that you're ready, set, go on Monday. Moving into August, it goes fast, doesn't it? And I'm hoping you're having a pleasant experience. My word, are you thinking healthcare? Are you into it with all your might? Have you attended some of these town hall meetings that are just popping up all over? Certainly, it's time to let your leader and your, your servant, your representative in the Congress to know how you feel. Now, if we're going to have health care reform and all that, and the turbulence that it seems to bring forth, just make sure you have some sort of a common thing that you can always rely on and return to, and it's a good argument. If this revamp of over a sixth of our economy is so vital, just say, hey, relax, guys. Have for the citizen the very same health policy that you in the Congress have. Then we'll all be fine. Just put our names on that one. And let's just not talk about this any further. You know, it's very interesting because in a recent tirade, Mr. Keith Olbermann on Countdown, he's talking about the anger and that display at these different little groupings on healthcare or town hall meetings. He's describing it like Hamas or Hezbollah and talking about the terrorists, and maybe that this could be a description for the town hall meeting. We have a gentleman online today as a guest, and we've had him on not too long ago, so it'll be interesting to see what he thinks about chaotic America these days. Good afternoon to you, Barry Chamish.
Well, I'm always delighted to hear from you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, and I'm hoping you're fishing and enjoying life.
Oh, I've got headaches. We didn't speak before the show, so you're going to have to play ball with me a little bit.
I do have a show for you,
but part of it will be a little unfamiliar to you.
All right, that's okay. But, you know, I was interested to get your opinion on sort of a chaotic America. At least it seems more so that than I'm used to. And then the fact that in Israel there is now Netanyahu back at the helm. He's returned like maybe February or March, it seems like. He's kind of new on the block as a prime minister, though he served before, but certainly in 2009. And now we have Obama here in the United States, certainly new presidency. I wondered what's your take on those two guys.
Makes no difference. I don't even pay attention to this. It's the same, overlords that determine policy, and Netanyahu and Obama mean nothing to me.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You're having an opportunity to hear Barry Chamish, author, journalist.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Before the break, I was mentioning Netanyahu and President Obama, two new kids on the block, and you were describing them quite similarly. So if you would just pick it up there and let the listeners know a little bit about you, what you would like to tell them best about your experience as a journalist for Israeli and other topics as well. So please carry on.
Yeah, well, I need your listeners more than they need me. I've been blocked by AT&T. In other words, to sum it up, I sent, well, Dolores Hart, your very fine producer, I hope has sent you my recent articles. Has she?
I haven't received those, so we'll go from there. Tell the listeners. We'll do okay.
All right. We'll have to play ball with a complicated story, but I'll try and make it simple. I have been blocked from sending out emails. Now, it's been going on since October of last year, and on three separate occasions, I could not send out my articles to my email list. Blocked by AT&T, outright blocked. Now, this is a tricky story, but I'm going to try and make it simple. The first blockage occurred last October, before the commemoration in Israel of Rabin's assassination. I could not send out my emails. Now, I assumed it came from Israel. I have a third-party email address, netvision.net.il. I assumed Israel was interfering with me. However, this recent May, just before the papal visit to Israel, I wrote an article about the visit. Now, what I did, and by the way, you should be familiar with the story. If not, well, live with it, but I think you should, that the Pope's visit was, well, it was aimed at Israel giving sovereignty, hegemony, to the Vatican over lands in Israel, as promised by the current president, Shimon Peres.
That's right. I remember that. Okay.
I'm glad you do. It saved me a lot of explanation if you didn't. Now, I wrote an article about what the papal visit was really supposed to do, which was giving away, again, hegemony, sovereignty, not just, I don't know, rental of property to the Vatican. Shimon Peres, May of 1993, promised the Vatican hegemony over the Old City and East Jerusalem. And in this article I wrote in May, I said, here is the papal visit. Here is what he's going to get from the Israeli president, Shimon Peres. He is going to get an Old City of Jerusalem and its holy sites transferred to the Vatican. As crazy as that may sound, we have tremendous documentation. Well, do you have an archives where people can listen to our recent conversation?
The shows are archived, yes, sir.
Maybe it's better to go into the archives than me to prove the issue. But nonetheless, I wrote an article, and it was blocked by AT&T. Now, how do I know it was blocked? First of all, no one got it. Secondly, I have an email list of about 3,000 names, and about 120 are bad addresses. They come back to me when I finished sending out an article. None came back to me. So I sent an article, the same article, in my name. It didn't come back to me. And it was worse. Every time I sent out the article, AT&T would give me a little notice saying I was blocked for abuse. Abuse. I would send out, oh, I guess in every list, 60 names. I have 1,500 a day. I was blocked after 60 names. All in all, I couldn't send it out. Now, this was a horrible,
a dynamic story.
Oh, it's a beauty. And I'm trying to do it simply. It's a complicated story, but nonetheless, what a pain in the neck it was to send out this article. I turned to my webmaster. I sent my entire list to him. He sent out the article to my list with a little explanation saying AT&T was blocking me. This is another address. Ignore the address and write me at my normal address. It was terrible. It took me days to get this article out. But by the way, it really, really did the trick. The papal visit was a flop. And members of my list for 10 years and more, with names you don't know, Dr. Daisy Stern and Bob Kuntz, nonetheless, they protested against the papal visit and the giving up of the Old City of Jerusalem to the Vatican. And again, it sounds wacky and it sounds wrong, but in my journalism, I don't do anything wacky or wrong. I corroborate everything. I gather real evidence. This is not my speculation. In 94, May of 93, it was signed in November of 93, Peres promised the Vatican East Jerusalem to be, well, an enclave with the holy sites would be run by the Vatican, and it would be guarded by the United Nations. again, in this world we live in that sounds like conspiracy theory, this is diplomatic fact. It was blocked by AT&T. Now, recently, and I'm very, very sorry Dolores did not send you my last two articles. Now I've got to, they were blocked, by the way, blocked. Nonetheless, I have to tell you what I wrote. The first article was a two-part expose of part one. I received film covers from Sky News in Britain of a Hamas mass wedding. And little girls dressed in bridal gowns were walking hand in hand with the Hamas so-called fighters. They're terrorists. And whatever that means to you, that's what they are. Down the aisle, so to speak. And these websites that reproduce the Sky News article all claimed that Hamas had conducted a mass pedophile wedding. That's part one. Part two, there was a massacre in Tel Aviv not even 10 days ago where a masked man went into a homosexual youth club and shot the place up. Two dead, 15 wounded, teenage, lesbians and homosexuals dead. Then the masked man left the club and was never seen again. That was the article. I called it Sexual Perversity in Israel and Gaza. I managed to send this article out. But within a day, I received many, many emails telling me that it was not a pedophile wedding, that the girls were bridesmaids. And the reporter from Sky News said the same thing, that they were bridesmaids. So I sent out, well, I called it an apology to Hamas. Now, it was an apology if I got the facts wrong, because I've got to be truthful. If I'm not truthful, I lose my credibility. Everything I do is truthful, even if the facts seem, well, way out. They're based on corroborated evidence, and I checked this stuff thoroughly, and I felt I had to send a kind of apology to Hamas. I mean, this is not a person. Well, it's like apologizing to the Gestapo. It's not something you do lightly, but in the name of my, well, good journalism and credibility, I sent it out. It was blocked by AT&T. I couldn't send it out to anyone. And today is Monday. This happened on Saturday. Just to give you an example of how I knew AT&T was blocking me, I have a long list, and I divided it into 13 groups. After I sent out the article, every group was blocked. I would get a message on my email program that I was blocked for abuse. Now, what I did was unplug my modem and replug it and send it out 13 times, but no one got it. Now, how do I know no one got it? Again, I sent one out under my name, as a sender, it never came back. Number two, I sent messages to my readers. They never got it. And I hear your music.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Someone is saying they don't want your message out, and people are going to stop you. I guess sort of like Chavez, he stopped turning down all the radio in Venezuela. Here in the United States, we'll go after the mechanism, the technology, and stop the message. It's a lot of hectic misery, isn't it, to have yourself blocked and have the frustration of over and over again trying to retrieve and send again.
There's no sending again. This message, look, it could be keywords. It could be someone actually surveilling what I write, but I can't send out the second article. Now, again, what a complicated story, but I think I can keep it rational. In the article about sexual perversity in Israel and Gaza, part one was the Hamas pedophile wedding. I sent it out successfully, but afterwards there were, well, major sites were just as taken as I was by this issue. And they issued apologies, and Sky News said they weren't brides, they were bridesmaids, and so forth. And I felt obligated to apologize to Hamas. Not for who they are, my Lord. I mean, they strap bombs on the bellies of teenagers, and blow them sky high. They, suicide bombers. They abuse young people, in ways that we would consider, anyone would consider abuse, murder. Nonetheless, I did apologize, that they married toddlers, 7 years old, 6 years old. That's what was on the film. Now, by the way, It was blocked, and I used Gmail to send the apology out to 100 media people I know who replied almost overwhelmingly that the article was correct, that Sky News was intimidated by the threat that, well, Hamas does not like criticism, and they don't deal well with reporters who criticize them. And it may not have been wrong in the first place. I'm not sure about that, but my apology was blocked. And again, I'm going to explain how I know AT&T blocked them. Yesterday, I brought in my two webmasters who know something about computers. They live 2 hours away. I'm in northern Florida. They're in Winter Garden. But I said this is very serious. I have to catch AT&T. And they came in, and I showed them what I was going through, and they took pictures of the blocked for abuse signs. They took pictures of my out file, where the file was actually sent but never arrived to my readers. I have emails from people who read the first article and said they've been trying to email me for days, but for some reason everything was returned. AT&T were proven to have been blocking me. And by the way, I'm saying this for a reason. I'll get to it. But I don't think it was Hamas that was the reason for the blockage. I think it was the massacre in Tel Aviv that was the reason for the blockage. Now, again, if you don't know this issue, go onto Google, write homosexual massacre in Tel Aviv and find out the issue. It was on a Friday. It was about a week and a half ago that a masked man walked into a homosexual youth club and shot up the place. Then he walked out and was never heard from again. Now, unfortunately, I know, well, it was not just a random murder. It was not just a homosexual hater who shot up the place. It was the Israeli Secret Service, the Shabak. Because I've been covering this for 14 years, I've lost some of my closest colleagues and friends to fake murders, to weird accidents, and I almost died myself in Israel. That's why I'm in Florida right now. It's not something new to me. I know how they work. This killer had accomplices. They faded him out of the picture and made for a perfect escape. And I wrote that horrible fact that the religious of Israel were meant to be the scapegoats. Now, again, we start all over again. There have been riots this past month by the ultra-Orthodox, known as the Haredim, in Jerusalem. The issues have been, well, they're a little vague to us. Issue number one was opening a parking lot opposite the old city on the Sabbath, which they don't like. They want Israel to be religious. That means you don't work on the Sabbath. And I think it's a very stupid reason to riot, but neither here nor there. Tens of thousands of them descended on the parking lot. The next issue was, about a week later. It was that close. A Haredi mother had her, who was arrested and had her children taken from her, supposedly for abuse. This was
their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you.
Right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
So this event took a place within the last 2 weeks, sometime in that time frame, and it looks like an attack on a specific group, and you're suggesting that it might be their own secret police perpetrating this act, and people are all upset by it, and we had them all in the parking lot when we left with the story. Please continue.
Pretty good. You got it right. Now, just to let you know how right I was, the few emails that have gotten through to me in the last couple of days from Israel have told me that they arrested, they blamed the ultra-Orthodox, by the way. Again, every year they try to arrange a gay parade for Jerusalem, and the ultra-Orthodox or the Haredim come out in the tens of thousands to protest. They don't want Jerusalem to be a gay city. Forget biblically, morally, they don't want one city in Israel to become a gay city, and that's Jerusalem. And this is the image being portrayed in Israel of the ultra-Orthodox, that they hate homosexuals. In fact, it's more a case of they love Jerusalem than they hate homosexuals, and this is being shoved down their throats, and they resent it. If Tel Aviv wants a gay parade, they could care less. It's Jerusalem that they're protecting. Well, the Israeli media, since this massacre, has been nonstop blaming the ultra-Orthodox, as I predicted in my article, that this was a deliberate attempt by the Secret Service of Israel to blame the rioting ultra-Orthodox for killing the, well, two dead, 15 years old, 16 years old, 15 wounded. They're blaming it on the ultra-Orthodox, and believe me, this is not their style. They don't kill, and they certainly don't come in mass without a note and leave with accomplices and are never seen again. But I've been getting emails from Israel saying the first article, which went through, remember, there's two articles, an apology for the first article and the first article. They said they've arrested an ultra-Orthodox man for incitement against homosexuals. And in Israel, the word incitement there is big stuff. After the Rabin assassination, everyone was an inciter, and a lot of people, hundreds of them, were arrested for inciting. And by the way, it means nothing. In legal terms, in ethical terms, in any term, it means nothing. They've already arrested, not for the murder, not for the massacre. They've arrested an ultra-Orthodox man I know little about of right now for inciting violence against homosexuals, which is, well, just simply proving that I was right in the first place. This was a deliberate campaign against the religious of Israel. Now, we're going forward again to the apology. I don't think it was against the part of my article against Hamas. I think it was that I got the massacre right. All right? Are you following this? It's a tough, tough story.
I'm following. Go ahead.
All righty. Now, I'm going to be using you because this has got to be fought. You can't. Look, yesterday I had my webmaster and his brother come, and I just showed them how AT&T is blocking my emails. And, you know, I could just switch to Comcast or whatever else, but I'm not going to do that. They're doing something illegal. You have a Bill of Rights in America. It guarantees the right of expression and free speech. You don't get a corporation blocking, not to mention my living and a lot of other very aggravating side issues for the time being. You don't get them blocking free speech. I'm not sending out pornography here, and I'm certainly not sending out treason. I'm writing the news. And for this, I'm going to need an expert in constitutional law, and I'm sure they can give my phone number. If anyone knows an attorney who will take this on pro bono, AT&T have got to be confronted, not for my freedom of speech, but for freedom of speech for everyone. You understand what I'm saying. This is not a personal thing. This is bigger than that.
Indeed.
Now, I'm going to tell you how right I was and why they blocked me, and I'm kind of sorry. Maybe Dolores sent the articles to you. I guess she didn't. Whatever, I'm going to have to recount them. We go back to May of this year in the papal visit. What I claimed was that the American policy, coordinated with the Vatican, was to get the Jews off the Temple Mount and out of the old city of Jerusalem. And two articles previously, what a piece of evidence that everything I've written over these years is correct. It was, remember, you might not know this, that less than 2 weeks ago, the American administration sent to Israel, day after day, a new Well, pressure maker. We're talking about, George Mitchell and General James Jones and Dennis Ross. And who remembers who the fourth one was? It's good. My mind is getting fuzzy already. In short, George Mitchell and General James Jones are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Ross and whoever was the fourth one are members of the Trilateral Commission. This is a shadow government going to Israel to force Netanyahu, who, by the way, in 1988 was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Netanyahu is just as bad as everyone else, but that's a separate argument for a separate time. The key is that my Vatican article was absolutely right, because American policy, the real policy, was revealed in Yedioth Ahronoth, that's Israel's largest newspaper, and UPI, that a document had reached Hillary Clinton and James Jones about the final, diplomatic policy of the State Department and of Obama, which, again, it doesn't matter who he is. McCain would have done the same thing. He is a member of the CFR. The style would have been different, but the result would have been the same. And here is the American policy towards Israel. Are you ready?
Well, I was thinking about the visits of George Mitchell and General Jones and then Mr. Ross. Didn't Mr. Ross work under the Clinton cabinet or the Clinton?
Yeah, they all worked under Clinton. Mitchell
all
was...
under and similar. And it seems like their visits were staggered, or maybe they all went together, but it seems like it was kind of one after another. But I do remember.
Look, to me, this is obvious. Maybe to your listeners, of course. I couldn't agree with you more. But let's look at what the policy actually is. This is the document sent to the State Department outlining American policy. All right, it's divided into two. We'll start with Judea and Samaria, what you may call the West Bank, which is kind of a meaningless term, but it's exactly what I wrote in my May article about the papal visit. As for Judea and Samaria, the Jews will be allowed to travel on only three roads. I could go into one is south to Hebron, one is to Karnei Sharon, one is to Ariel. Those are the three roads of the West Bank. Jews can only travel on these roads if they carry a passport and if they have a GPS apparatus stuck in their car, and if any one of them, for any reason, goes off the road, for a mistake or no mistake, it doesn't matter, multinational troops will arrest them and will try them. I know it sounds absurd. Nonetheless, this was the actual document sent to Jones and Clinton. Oh, the poor, what you call settlers who have been there for 35 years will be arrested by multinational troops. If they stop and fix a flat tire, they'll be arrested. Next, Jerusalem. The old city and East Jerusalem will be policed by multinational troops. Now, I know this sounds conspiratorial. Too bad. This is actual diplomacy. And I've been writing it since 94, that this was their plan in the first place. Jews and Palestinians may enter the old city of Jerusalem under harass, but if they break the law, and who knows what the law will be, they can be arrested by international troops. Next, the Temple Mount will have the same troops on it. Now, again, I don't know if this includes the Western Wall. It certainly includes the mosque and the shrine on the Temple Mount. Well, if you misbehave in any way, you will be arrested by international troops. Now, I've been saying this since 1994, and I've been pushing this since 1994, that as wacky as this sounds, this is what they're aiming for. And in May, I sent out the article on the papal visit and the intent by Israel's, well, murderous president, Shimon Peres. And, I mean, he knocked off Rabin. He knocked off Sharon. This is, well, he knocked off the Sephardic population of Israel during the 50s, 100,000 kids. He was a really vicious, murderous, disgusting person is the president of Israel. That's what he promised the Vatican, and they're going to get this shoved down Israel's throats, no matter how much objection there is. And what can I tell you? Not 2 weeks ago, the American diplomatic, well, this is what America is pushing for. International troops in Jerusalem, the Jews out in Judea and Samaria, international troops on three roads. This is the actual policy of your State Department, like I didn't know. And my article in May was blocked. Now, again, to get it to people was a nightmare. Sending my list to my webmaster, transferring it to his list, sending it out through his email address, the whole thing took 3 days. That was in May. What was it? This Saturday, I sent out an article called Apology. The same thing happened. AT&T blocked my article. They blocked it. Now, I'm going to very shortly ask for help. This is illegal. This goes against your Bill of Rights. I am not doing anything illegal. I'm reporting the news accurately. But apparently, that's not allowed anymore. I'm going to leave my phone number. Anyone who's got an attorney or someone who understands these issues and wants to go head-to-head with AT&T, phone me. May I give up my number?
Surely.
904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. AT&T have got to stop this nonsense.
Well, it's crippling and time-consuming and destructive altogether. And the one thing about the Internet is its immediacy. And your information and your stringers from Israel, I'm sure, are very vital to you and to spread information here and across the world. I have a question about the international troops. Now, have you had those positioned in Israel before?
Absolutely. In Jerusalem, there's the UN Hill, where the UN have a hill. In Hebrew, it's called the Hill of Evil. They've been looking at Jerusalem since the, 67 war. There have been UN troops. And, of course, in southern Lebanon, 80% of them are from the Catholic nations of Europe. They are separating Hezbollah from Israel. They're largely from Italy, Spain, Germany, and France, with a very few Fijians and Nigerians thrown in there. And, of course, in the Sinai, you have mostly American troops separating Egypt from Israel, supposedly. Now we're talking about Jerusalem. And, by the way, dividing the city. Oops, I hear your music.
We'll go to break here. We'll be right back with Barry Shamey.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Barry has been reminding us of the freedom of speech, right? And the need for that. And no incursions on that should be allowed for him or for you. A telephone number, if you have a way to be helpful in this issue of blocking on your internet, 904-315-8079. Call Barry and give him some ideas that could be helpful. A reminder that this activity on the roads over in Israel with the oversight of the United Nations Joint Forces, and whether you can travel or not, and you need all of this ID in order to go, and you better not stop, is an American policy. Is that what I'm getting?
Well, it's been adopted by the State Department. what I think it's a combination of the State Department and the Vatican to get the Jews out of Jerusalem and certainly out of the holy sites of Christendom. That goes back to the Vatican, but it's certainly American policy, and it has been, as I said, since 1994 when I first discovered it, it's been American policy.
Very interesting, and we'd like the citizens of the United States to consider that. We feel like, in many ways, there are encroachments here in the United States fast coming to that kind of activity on our streets, roadways, etc. I'm appalled by the, in coming right into your capability on your internet and create the frustration and the delay. And it's just awful because one feels so crippled. And, of course, the technology is so delightful when it works and is free to work properly. So I'm sure you have been very dismayed. Where are we going here? Are we all going to be this global entity with no identity and no rights? Is that how it's going to be? You say Netanyahu is quite like Obama. Are they just all together in this story? Leaders, I mean, across the globe?
Well, we don't get the leaders that the people, they didn't rise from the ranks. I mean, they're placed in power. And I could certainly talk about this issue. Israel's leaders are all controlled, either in the case of Peres or Yossi Beilin, by the Vatican, or in the case of the CFR trilaterals, that's Netanyahu, Sharon, Rabin, Barak. No, I mean, the people don't have a choice. It's insane, literally, to go and vote. If anyone believes that they actually have a choice, they don't understand how your political system has been shanghaied. That goes without saying. If you're honest, you'll be made dishonest or you won't rise. If you play ball, you'll rise. But that's a separate issue. I'm going to give real examples. First of all, I'm going to plug me so you understand what I'm doing. To get my books, you go to www.lulu.com. L-U-L-U.com. You'll see a little search box. You click in books, and then you write my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. The website is www.barrychamish.com. Do I hear music again?
Music again. We'll go to the top, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes. And we've got another half hour, so we'll get a lot of this information out. Barry Chamish on Born on the 4th of July.
With recent internet